Raymond. Yep.
Okay. Could just move your computer a little bit so it's not so blocking your computer.
Is that okay now?
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, and we are recording, so my computer.
Hey everybody, welcome to the detailed design meeting. Last time we discussed the squishy fruitiness of our remote controls and how we might pursue that. And I think it's like we've come up with some ideas. And we also talked about materials we use and what kind of chip would be necessary. So for later in the meeting, I've done a spreadsheet of production costs. So we'll take a look at that. And see if it's changed at all from when we last discussed it. So, you guys want to give a prototype presentation?
Okay, well, so our design looks something like this. This being a wheel that you use to change channels or volume or whatever. This is a button, serves as the power button if you hold it down and you just tap on it. I think it brings up the menu. And the base of the remote control, which has a squishy, spongy vibratory feel, is interchangeable, so you can change the color according to the suit you're living in or whatever.
And it changes the vegetable.
Yeah, it changes the vegetable.
Is that broccoli?
Is that broccoli? So this snaps off, and you can put on whichever one you want. This is not to scale because it doesn't have the battery inside it. There's a mango. It's plenty fruit. It's not just ordinary fruit. So you don't have orange, you have mango. Like a strawberry is not as trendy.
It's got a bright strawberry.
So we'll come up with a variety of trendy and exciting fruit designs for the remote control. And then people will be encouraged to buy 3 or 5 of them because they'll make things switch them up.
It's been a little bit difficult to make sure that it's hand-foldable and that the user can use it. You know, it's not too big. But we think that this, the size will be okay. And we will have to fit the battery case in there somehow. And I guess the only other thing that we really didn't talk about was or design yet, actually, would be the thing, the locator.
The locator is just a chip that's inside there.
Okay, so that's just...
And the beeper is also inside there too, somewhere.
So you have to have a button on your... You have to attach the button to the...
Yeah, we didn't design that.
Yeah, we have that button.
But it would be coordinated with that.
Yeah, okay, that gek, batch the hands there.
Mm-hmm.
The broccoli. Mango. Ta-da.
If you want to look in your project documents folder, there's an Excel spreadsheet. And there's in our production costs. You can open it up. I just stuck the numbers in because they're a real challenge. So. But if I missed anything that we've gone over, or if you see something that has changed, we're deciding on batteries. And the regular chip would be necessary for the more advanced iPod-like button. I said uncurved or flat. I think that's what you have there, is that right? For the plastic part would be...
My impression was that flat meant like one of the square remotes. But it's really not very clear, because you've got single curve and double curve, and yeah, I don't know what that means. One side is curved and then the other side is curved.
Well, if we're talking about the area just, I guess we'd have to contact the company them and see. There's plastic for an area around the button. And then rubber would be the squishy type thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
lots of special toys, actually. So, do you see anything that I've missed?
No, I think that's all I.
So, that would make our total 11.9, which is less than 12.5, which means we have to make even more of a profit. And if we sold a lot of squishy things. Yeah. Okay. So. Did, what did you work on?
Evaluation criteria. I've got a presentation. So I need, okay. Alright, what happens is we have to decide whether this whole project we've been working on actually meets the standards we were set at the start. Right. This doesn't. Okay. The method is I've analysed the user requirements and integrated them to the trends found in marketing reports and in our company's strategy marketing. And the findings were that we need it to look in a certain way, feel in a certain way, and this is everything's listed down. Look in a certain way, feel in a certain way. It has to be technologically innovative, and it has to be easy to use. These are all things we looked at the start, and criteria that have to be met. We have to use a table, I'll show you that later together, to decide whether it meets the standards. And we have, therefore, in total, we have 11 points according to which this should be evaluated. And basically the findings are the same as the evaluation criteria. I would like to show you the table we have to use. This is the table. Can you see this here? So the questions I've given you, could you write that down? True is 1 and false is 7. And we'll just go through each point together, hopefully. I think if each of us gives an opinion, then they can be mixed somehow. I don't know how it works exactly. I haven't been told.
Is it possible that we can bring this up on our own?
Yeah, it's in the project documents.
Is it meaning
3 minutes? It's called evaluation criteria. And it's under evaluation.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. You found it, Paul? So it was yeah, choose 1.
Choose 1 is this.
Do you want us to discuss this together or do you want us to do it singly?
We can do it separately and then.
Yeah, okay.
So it's actually a scale.
Right, 1 is true and.
So
these are the questions we're answering.
Yes, it's, if it's fancy, you put 1.
Right.
If it's really unfancy, it's 7.
Somewhere in between, you put 4.
Yeah, something.
it feel fancy. Like, no.
They shouldn't really be questions. Shouldn't be more like. The battery is easy to insert.
I'm going to say yes.
Yes? Very, very true.
I imagine there's somewhere on the front and have little case things like that.
Okay. And apparently I'm supposed to use a whiteboard. Do we, is it necessary?
I don't think so. It's
we'll just do,
the marker had kind of stopped working last
time. Yeah.
Okay. And unless you feel you need it.
I don't feel anything. Right, right, so 1.1. We're just going in a circle.
One.
Right. Oh, I don't know. Right. One.
Five.
Two. Okay, so do we just add it up and divide it by four? Is that what the company does?
I think we should.
It's four if you want to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah,
it's
the 16,
it's four. Oh, no, it adds to 13. 1552.
Oh,
1552 is 13 over 4 for now. I think that's. Next?
3.
6.
2. Right, 1.3 is.
So wait, so 1 was true and 7 was false?
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys really didn't like it?
I don't know.
I thought it was the other way around.
I thought it was the other way
around,
too.
So we do have about the same thing. We just haven't.
Yeah,
yeah. It was one is
one
true and
one
false is seven. I should have kept the table up.
Oh, okay.
Well,
reverse
them all. It's no problem.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I'm glad this came out.
Why did you guys design it that way?
Yeah.
You guys hated it.
Oh, that's quite funny. Okay, so starting again, 1.1.
1.
So
2.
3. 2. Okay, 1.2.
3.
2. 2. Okay.
1.3. 1. 1.
Ha. 2.1?
minus 2. Wait, is that 2.1?
Yeah,
yeah.
Four.
Okay.
Four.
Okay, sorry.
Two
and one. Sorry about that. 2.2, which is 1.5.
One.
Three. Wait,
where did
I put three?
One. And then one on mine, too.
3.1, is that correct on my slide? Yeah.
One.
4.1, 4.3, 3.2, 3.1, 4.1, 4.3, 3.2, 4.1, 4.3, 4.1, 4.2, 4.1, 4.2, 4.1, 4.2, 4.1, 4.2, 4.1, 4.2, 4.1, 4.2, 4.1, 4.1, 4.1, 4.1, 4.1, 4.1, 4.1, 4.1, 4.1, 4.1, 4.1, 4.1, 4.1, 4.1, 4.1, 4.1, 4.1, 4.1, 4.1, 4.1, 4.1, 4.1, 4.1, 4.1, 4.1, 4.1, 4.1, 4.1, 4.1, 4.1, 4.1, 4.1, 4.1, 4.1, 4.1, 4.1, 4.1, 4.1, 4.1, 4.1, 4.1, 4.1, 4.1, 4.1, 4.1, 4.1, 4.1, 4.1, 4.1, 4.1, 4.1, 4.1, 4.1, 4.1, 4.1, that if you want to continue. Or is it tedious? I'm sorry this was so tedious.
No,
I don't
it's,
I didn't know
I think
how
we
else
should
to
look
do
at the ones that, like, where people said four, where it looks like we might want to discuss changing an aspect of the remote.
Okay. Well, the worst ones were 3.1. Does everyone have the slide? 3.1.
That was material.
Slideshow. Material, technologically innovative. Okay. Do you want to change it? What are the suggestions?
Which one is that again? Sorry, 3.1?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that it's 3.1 was not that good. 4.1.
Is the shape?
The shape. 4.2.
See, I'm having trouble imagining. That is it going to be the size, like the controller, or bigger?
What if we just smashed all the vegetables and like then if you could hold it in your hand better?
I think the base would definitely be larger because some of these are not as easy to hold.
Yeah.
And smallish. No, but I imagine even if it was bigger, like if it's round and it's big, then you can't get.
Yeah.
That's why remote controls
yeah
are long because
yeah
you have that thumb kind of. So they could all be bananas and cucumbers.
Yeah.
But I personally don't think this is comfortable.
I
mean, to
yeah
sit there. Like it's
but
a
like
lot
if you just squash them flat, like you made it flat.
I'll throw that stress ball stuff that would be pretty squishable.
But it's still too big, I think.
Yeah. And would it even resemble fruit that way? I mean,
yeah, like certain ones you'd have to limit the fruit selection. Like, you could probably do a strawberry still.
Yeah.
I think the broccoli would be out. Although the broccoli is quite comfortable, I have to say. Like,
yeah, but I when you were in Holland,
yeah,
before,
that looked
works
really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Are there any fruits that look like broccoli? No.
I
don't
know. I wish I could make a rhubarb.
I think my broccoli is my favorite actually.
Yeah.
Despite the
what if it was just patterns on like we chose the shape or the shape could be whatever we wanted and then it would just be like a design on the rubber.
Huh?
You
oh
know,
okay
like
so
just a print it, yeah, or a color.
Yeah,
yeah, that's cool.
Or I mean we could even have fruit like around.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. I
don't
know.
And just have the color match or something.
Yeah. And if we want to incorporate the fruit thing somehow, there might be. I mean, if it conflicts with the comfort of actually holding
yeah
me.
Because, yeah, no one wants to hold it. Like, I don't know. Some of them you can kind of see as like. If it was only this, you know, if it was shaped like that and it just had that, the problem is you have to attach that and this has to be detachable.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe that's just too
well
big.
See, the reason the broccoli works is
You can kind of hold it like that.
Yeah.
Just kind of.
Stick.
I mean, is there some way we could make it this kind of shape? Because, like,
we can make that shape, but just have different colors.
Yeah. And, like,
we
even.
A shape because we were having.
Or even, like. Yeah, like you said, like a joystick, like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like, we could do. The shape, like fruits or.
Because that, I think. I mean, that fits the whole round iPod idea.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You still have the comfort of holding it like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you could, like, if it's like this, you could put fruit designs and stuff on.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Right. But, I mean, can we have any other ideas about that?
I think the critical ones came out to be, yeah, that one. Batteries easy to insert for some reason, which can be easily. I mean, that's not a problem.
Batteries,
like,
everyone
do another one or two.
In the back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Either on the front or the side.
The reason I didn't give them one, I think I gave them three, because I thought you'd have to, like, unclip.
No.
But no,
I imagine there'd be sort of a hatch.
Just like any other.
I think everyone's under three anyway. So I think it's. Yeah, those are the only 2 points.
Well. Yeah, the broccoli. I guess
yeah.
Yeah, I agree with changing the shape.
We could make the touchpad in different shapes, but then it kind of redesigns the whole project.
And it would probably cost more to produce.
Yeah, that's
just true.
How about having different colors as well? Should we have different shapes too?
Yeah. Which is what printing might be. Like, just printing the fruit on. Finance, evaluation, okay. Production, evaluation. So project evaluation.
You want this and it come out.
I guess we're supposed to discuss the process of the project and how satisfied. Oh, it's all right.
Thanks a lot,
Did you feel there was a lot of room for creativity in Sarah?
Yeah. I did.
Yeah.
I mean, fruit and squishiness.
Funginess. The prototype making was very creative, very stimulating, and I think we've come up with a product that's fun and it's all creativity.
And how is our leadership and teamwork?
I think it was good. We knew what we were doing. It was a very democratic process and everyone got to contribute.
Well, I thought my leadership was crap personally.
Well, you told us where to start and to end, and that's all
that
matters.
I think you're fine. Good job.
I'm never going to do a management position. I know that now.
It all sort of blended.
Yeah,
well.
I think more than anything, we didn't really have our set goals so much as we just be like,
No stats, that was good. And
the means for, like, the materials we used, how convenient were they? Like, the pens, the whiteboard,
I'm not a big fan of any Microsoft PowerPoint or any
Mac person.
No, I didn't touch Macs either. I just used the Unix or the off-market sort of WordPerfect and all these other things.
Which isn't very user-friendly.
So the problem is if you don't, like, when your computer never has WordPerfect, so I have to go track someone down who has an old disk and then I have to reinstall it. So I have all these documents I can't use now. But yeah, I mean, this is okay.
I felt like I don't know if it was just my role, but I felt that the information that was available to me was kind of just like, or maybe it was just the idea that we had, but there's kind of, it was kind of like, okay, I don't really think I know what I'm doing here, so I didn't really think it was helpful. So I kind of just made up my own stuff, and I didn't really like the PowerPoint presentations, so I kind of wrote a lot of notes instead. But yeah, I don't really like PowerPoint.
I can't say I found everything for Shakira really helpful.
Yeah, I didn't really. Yeah.
I thought it was brilliant.
Like, no,
no, mine was really helpful, wasn't it? My stuff was quite helpful, I think.
I mean,
I think it depends on the role, no?
Yeah, because
my problem was you guys had access to, like, they send you to sites and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't do that. So I didn't really know what you guys were doing. And when you're talking about it, it's just like, that's why I seem so ignorant when you're explaining things.
Yeah, well, mine was mostly made up, except when they told me, like, you know, titanium costs more than it would to make a remote control.
Yeah. But it must have been quite difficult for them to build the whole system, because of course they can't give you a anything comparable to the internet.
Yeah, I mean, but I think it's interesting how it all came together. Like, I had the stuff about how rubber is cheap and how it's spongy and seems planned.
Yeah, I kind of thought that, I felt like I would go and, like, try to use my information, or, like, I'd make this stupid little presentation, and then, like, I just would end up talking about something completely unrelated because, I don't know, I felt like I was off task all the time. But,
Well, I mean, we really got into talking about, like, personal practicality. Like, it wasn't necessarily what was, like, we would never have thought of fruit or sponginess.
No. But I think that it might be to see whether people actually all come up with the same.
Oh, right, given certain information. Or
yeah, like, if everyone's given the same input, I don't have a clue. Anyway, what's next? I know that's not. That's
what do you guys think of the pens?
They're pretty cool. I'm gonna have to write with them.
Yeah.
And I've forgotten them to try to check the box.
I'd like to see what it looks like.
They're nicer than the pen that I'm using. It's like your stuff actually shows up here rather than having to look at the screen, right?
Mm-hmm.
But so, I don't know.
And new ideas found?
Yeah, it's all very new.
Yeah.
No? It's all very new.
Yeah, I think I'd love to, I think the microphones are okay when you're sitting down, but, like, they're kind of clumsy, I guess.
Well, I drop off if you, like, move too much.
Yeah, I don't know, but
I don't think we're supposed to be testing these microphones. Maybe they are. I don't know.
I think that all this technology, like, I guess some people must be interested in using it, but I can't imagine finding it any more useful than, like, looking at someone's notes.
Well, the thing is, like, I actually worked in a company, and I had a role, and I had to go to meetings. And, like, the last thing I would have wanted would be to have to watch a video because I missed a meeting. You do have these meetings deliberately. There's just, because we don't want that much information that actually goes through a real meeting, like when you're actually in a real meeting in a real company.
Hmm.
It's mostly like rehashing old stuff and just sort of going over general stuff that anybody who's been on task should already know. It's like, there's just really not a lot of information.
It's kind of like an excessive.
It seems like way overkill.
Yeah.
Like, if I missed a meeting, I could probably get it summed up in like one sentence.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even have to watch like a 2-hour video with the sound and the transcript. And I guess it would be. It's gotta be worth it. I sometimes mostly curious about like what kind of person or like company would really find it useful. A PETA.
Do you want to talk about fruit more while we still have time? Any other?
What's the end? Are we supposed to? Are you supposed to write a report? Or are we ending? Is that the end?
We still have time if there's any other input. I mean, I think we did really well personally, which is why we've, you know, gone through this so quickly. Because I mean, we all kind of agree that our product is satisfactory. It fits the budget and it's trendy.
It's amazing. End of meeting.
I think that's all for today.
Okay, we have to fill in all this stuff.
I guess we're supposed to write.
Well, there's 8, 9.